KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 40. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa News, police in Council Bluffs say two men, one wearing a Batman costume, the other a full green bodysuit, robbed a Casey's General Store early this morning. The incident happened a little before 4 a.m. at 2301 South 24th Street in Council Bluffs. A still-frame surveillance image shows the men appeared to be brandishing a rifle and a sword. The robbers gave the clerk a bag who filled it with an undisclosed amount of cash. The two suspects then left the store through the back door. The incident remains under investigation, and if you have any information that might help solve the crime, call the Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Well, an accident in Atlantic Wednesday afternoon at 10th and Chestnut Streets resulted in one person being transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Authorities say a Toyota SUV traveling westbound on 10th was struck by an eastbound SUV that was turning north onto Walnut. One of the drivers suffered unknown possible injuries while the other driver was not hurt. A citation for failure to yield upon left turn was pending against the driver of the vehicle that struck the Toyota. Additional details are currently not available. An official swearing-in ceremony was held Wednesday evening during the city council meeting here in Atlantic for a new police officer. And while that happens in communities all over the state, the event here was extra special because the officer is a 6.5-year-old boy who was presented with a certificate, an official badge, and title of honorary police officer for the city of Atlantic. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones conducted the swearing-in ceremony with Police Chief Dave Erickson kneeling next to Miles Jones of Messina.
Raise your right hand. Aye.
Aye. Miles Jones.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Iowa, and I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my ability, discharge all the duties of the Office of Honorary Police Officer in Atlantic, Iowa, as now or hereafter required by law.
I do.
Chief Erickson was beaming as he pinned a badge on the young boy.
Good job, officer. We're proud of you.
Miles is the son of Eric and Sarah Beth Jones of Messina. His parents, brother Hayden and baby sister Caroline, attended the ceremony. Miles was asked later why he wanted to become a police officer.
I want to be an officer because it's really cool and it's because I like the outfit.
He said also that he likes to run after the bad guys. Officer Miles was honored for his efforts to raise money for the Atlantic Police Department's Children and Families Christmas and other programs. Miles challenged the community to give towards those programs and single-handedly raised $3,725. The funds were presented December 7th to the police chief and reserve officer Jeff Hackwell. Last Sunday, Miles helped the department with their annual Shop with a Cop program at the Atlantic Walmart. When asked why he raised the funds, he said, "It's just my duty." His mom said the response from the community towards his efforts was unexpected and provided her son with an invaluable lesson on helping others, which is what police officers do.
We didn't expect it to be as big as it became. I mean, we just expected maybe a couple hundred bucks. But everybody in the community really helped him. And I mean, I thought it was nice that they let him. But, you know, some people ask me if they could just send us money, but I said, no, we'll come to you. He has to work and do the work behind it, and so he can actually, you know, get the meaning of why he's doing it.
The young man may undertake a similar fundraising endeavor next year as well. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Iowa Appeals Court has ordered a resentencing for a man in prison for beating an 11-year-old boy. The Sioux City Journal reports a court ruled Wednesday that the trial judge considered an improper sentencing factor when giving 36-year-old Matthew Spons 4 years in prison. Spons and his wife Nina of Haywarden pled guilty to 4 counts of child endangerment. She received a 4-year suspended prison sentence and was placed on 2 years probation. Records say Matthew Spons beat his stepson with his hands, a 56-inch sword, and another item, severely bruising the boy. The documents say the boy was told to make up stories about his bruises or his next beating would be worse. And a Missouri farmer is accused of marketing $140 million worth of non-organic corn, soybeans, and wheat as organic over a 7-year period. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Cedar Rapids charged Randy Constant with fraud Wednesday. The Chillicothe, Missouri man is expected to appear in court today. Constant owned and operated 2 companies that grew and sold organics. He's accused of saying his grains were certified organic because some of them came from organic farms he operated in Nebraska and Missouri. But prosecutors say more than 90% of his product was non-organic grain purchased from other farmers. The charging document alleges that the scheme resulted in $142.4 million worth of sales to 10 customers nationwide from 2010 to mid-2017. mid-2017. Three Nebraska farmers have pleaded guilty of the alleged scheme as well. In our funeral announcements, Clarabelle Logeman, age 87, of Sioux City and formerly of Messina, died Sunday in Sioux City. Funeral services for Clarabelle Logeman will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorraine Howell, age 72, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Lorraine Howell will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gene Dixon, age 90, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Gene Dixon will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Charles Egan, age 85, of Manila, died Monday in Carroll. Funeral services for Charles Egan will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila with OD Funeral Home in Manila in charge of arrangements. Warren Hutch Hutchinson, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 25th. Memorial services for Hutch Hutchinson will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Gene Leslie, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 15th. Funeral services for Gene Leslie will be held December 27th at 10:30 a.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.